All right, now it's 6:10, and welcome to the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen Budget Workshop number 5, Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, at the Town Hall and Zoom. Now, first, we're going to start off with the budget of the assessor. Do we have any?
Oh, we had to order them.
Yeah, we're out of order. Assessor's number 5 for anyone who's
Thank you.
dragging home. You wanna?
Kara, would you mind coming up to the table so that we can pick you up on the recording?
Yeah. So there's really not most of the categories went stayed the same or went down, with the exception that we included the services that were not included that the assessor's office uses, but they were on the, I guess, the general, I don't know, selectman's budget, which was Vision, which is the camera system for keeping track of real estate. And then the QDS system, which is for billing and veterans and all the exemption programs and things like that. Yeah, so now they're on budget. So that one item, account 56 and 120, if you take those things out, that comparable number would have been 2,800 for this year, just to give you an idea.
So it would have decreased.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Vision has web access for Vision is one thing, and the Vision software itself is another.
Yeah, and
So
so what is happening if we if this project gets approved? So the system we have now with Vision, they do the web hosting, but computer scenario, there our pictures no longer show on there. And so to get more functionality out of it, they have a new program called Data Scout. It will post the pictures, it's a little more expensive, but that's the alternative. At least
It's
in
an
that.
addition or an alternative? It's an addition
And
to,
no, it's
right?
an alternative because we're going to get, yeah, the way the contract is now with the web hosting, it's done like on a November to October billing or something weird. They're going to give credit for the rest of next year to start July.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it'll go. So
Is there any other questions? Madam, Tim.
good.
Yeah. Very good.
So we should see a $30,000 reduction in our selectors budget.
Yeah, you haven't looked at it.
Theoretically.
So
Keep looking.
yeah, keep looking.
It's on the agenda. It's on the agenda tonight.
Yeah. Thank
I
you.
should make you happy.
Yeah, so the Vision software is, like, I just have the numbers here,
Got it.
16,
Thank you.
600. Yeah, you have them there.
Yeah.
So I'll make a comment. In my conversations with our finance director last
On the
week,
first page.
she feels that those costs really should be in the selectmen's budget, but I thought it was best to leave it here, at least, for purposes of discussion for the time being. So Kara and I will work that out if we make those changes and move the money between this budget and the other budget.
So it could end up back in ours before us.
It should not, it should remain in the admin budget. Because
Okay.
you're gonna have a diff, you're gonna have a huge change in the budget, which will be a questionary cost. It should remain. It's already in the selectman's budget. I mean, the admin budget. It should stay there. All the
Okay.
other ones, except for very few, have always been there. And it could. It's questionable if you take it out of there. It should stay there.
Questionable from an accounting standpoint or
Yes.
from
Yep,
a
the auditor standpoint.
perspective.
Yep.
Why?
because there's such a, all of a sudden you're taking that away. So you, his questions, he, if you have a 20, 28% change in your revenue and your expenditures, we get questioned on that. That's,
Yeah, that seems natural, but it seems justifiable.
It is
Well,
justifiable.
it is, but why are we taking it out? There's no reason to take it out. Because that we need that, the regardless of who's working in what department, that's something that the admin or selectmen need in order to make the town function. All majority of all of the others, all of the other programs that we have are in the selectmen. Why take it out?
Yeah,
I understand it.
there's very few exceptions to that,
Yep.
that with the software, coming out of the selectmen's budget. So
You can say
all
take
the
it out,
same.
but why? What? Why would you do that?
Oh, one could argue that I don't know about it. Do we use that software for any other departments, or is it specific to the assessor?
The
It's
asset. Well, it. Go ahead, Kara. You go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's pretty specific to the assessor. I mean, what we have, I don't know if what's going on with the mapping program, but that will link with vision. But
So that it seems to make more sense that it belongs under your budget as it's a cost for you to do business.
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
But
I
then
don't.
the clerk's software should be under hers, and the building department should be under theirs, and we just opened up a can of worms. And when it comes to it, an account on the Steve's looking at the budget, he's going to start quizzing Jill, and she's going to have to come up with a
Steve
lot.
being the auditor.
The auditor, yep. It'll be a lot of questions. And what would the taxpayers see when they see money moving around like that? It's probably a couple hundred grand when all said and done.
Yeah, and I mean, I think from our perspective, it's an easy enough question to answer if it makes sense and if it's under the suggestion of.
I think you want to move them all at once if you're going to move them. Give the clerk first. Give the building department this, give the tax first. So,
I will
because.
say, and not that I've worked in a lot of towns, but the other towns, they have it in our budget, in departmental budget.
Right.
That, but it might be set up differently.
That makes sense, Mike.
Which, if we're too far into the game already, just stay from last year and next year. I don't know. What do you think, John?
I think this has been the town's interpretation of the Uniform Chart of Accounts for a number of years, and I do agree with Bryce that it's easy enough to explain, that you've moved it from one budget to the other. I don't necessarily have a strong feeling about it one way or the other. When we include it in the administration budget, we do ask, the leaders of those departments to provide us with the information so we're not chasing the information for them. So the it's there, and I think it really comes down to a level of clarity. If you think it's more clear in the individual department budgets, maybe that's something you transition to, but maybe you do it in a well thought out manner, rather than piecemeal.
I would say either all or nothing, but
What was the genesis of the change that we're seeing right now? Like, why is this a topic that we're even discussing? In other words, I mean,
why now?
the 30,000 was pulled and moved over. Is there a reason?
Only the
I mean, I think it's a
assessor,
good topic.
right?
I'm just curious what the genesis, like what caused
But
this
why?
the change?
Exactly.
Because Kara included it in her budget.
Okay.
Simply because she included it in her budget, and she and I have not had an opportunity to
Got
connect between when she produced this and now.
it. Okay.
So, is it of any importance that we know, or that the taxpayers know, what the total value of running the assessors versus the? But on the other hand, it doesn't matter because as a town as a whole, you need that. That's kind of like overhead, period. It's got to be there. you know, the paper and the people and whatever shuffles around, but that's part of the town. You can't get rid of it. So,
Let me just say, when you look at the assessor's budget, not
yeah.
all of those things are expenditures to us because we have it revenue from Wellington. So that's not what makes the whole assessor's department run. So because we're paid for half of Kara's salary and other benefits that she has, but it comes in as revenue, as the building and land use. So that's not really telling the residents what it takes to run the assessor's department.
Point well taken.
Right, so it's actually overinflated by half the payroll and half the benefits in other places.
Have you reimbursed any of this program
No,
stuff?
because that's specific to Bolton.
Okay.
Correct.
She
You
has a
separately.
similar program or the same program in Wellington.
Right. So.
Do you use the same laptop for both?
No, I don't bring a laptop anywhere. I just
You have a desktop at each.
yeah. I mean, there's a
It's probably a laptop that just that doesn't go anywhere.
The what?
It's probably a laptop that just doesn't go anywhere
Oh.
between the two, my guess, but
I have a laptop there, not I haven't gotten one here
so I kind of think we should move it back into the administrative budget or do
How
one.
hard is that?
It's easy.
What other programs are there for other departments? Just roughly.
So, I mean, for the land use department, there's the software program that we use for, permitting, but we also use that program for online dog licensing. We also use that program for, you can purchase your permit for the transfer station on that program. But there's a number of programs.
Dog
The
tags.
Yeah, the tax collector has software that shows up in the administration budget. There's software for almost
What's
every
that?
department.
So, any other thoughts on that?
I mean, I guess
Listening
the
to
next
that
question, with
argument.
that being said, would it be practical to implement all of those costs under their appropriate departments within this budget?
I would say no, because how do you def there are three different departments that use OpenGov. How do you determine how much it goes to each? And you got to remember, like the tax collector, the assessor, my budget, we all have very small budgets. So if we have one thing that happens that's major, what then we've got to hope that we can get money from somewhere else.
I'm not quite sure I follow.
Well, if something major happens, or we don't get our budgets are so small and so few lines, if something major happens, we can't afford that, and now we need money from other places. The admin budget's a bigger budget than tax collector or the assessor or building and land use, and those that have these programs.
So the OpenGov bill comes in, and how would you split it up?
Between the three departments. That
Right.
that's part of the question.
Yep. Because it really isn't an even split, because a dog tags are pretty much seasonal. You get it once in a while, you get them after the season after July 1st. But most of it goes to building and land use, but how do you determine? How do you determine how much goes to admin,
This
how
is really
much
just
goes
an
to
accounting. This is a pretty simple question. This isn't like earth-shattering stuff. If Kara feels that it should be in her budget, then I would
Well,
support her.
I don't know. I don't want to, whatever the town wants to do with it. But
Oh, obviously,
yeah.
you thought it was a good idea and makes sense. So I would support you if you think that that's, I mean, it's we can understand that you take the money from one place and put it on
And
a
you can
line
easily
item somewhere
defend
else. It's,
that, like,
and
there's
maybe it's
software
just
that
this
you
one
can
thing
pull.
because it makes sense for this particular department, and perhaps the dog licensing and other stuff is not analogous. It could be handled differently. Okay,
I agree with that.
doesn't sound like we have to make a decision right now, but I would support Farmer if that's what she wants. It's just for that. Maybe. Just moving it from one place to another. Is it really that hard?
All right. Any other questions?
None.
Shall we move on to? Thank you, Kara.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Kara.
Kara or Tara?
Kara.
Harris, I'm sorry.
Who's next?
You have the agenda.
Finance.
Finance.
Number three.
Pretty self-explanatory. Do you have any questions? Because the increase, well, I mean, the salaries are the salaries. And training is, it's what pops up. We don't necessarily know what Tyler's going to have out there for training. So it's pretty much if we get any training offered to us. The other two are explain, well, the professional technical is OPEB and continued disclosure filings. And if you want to know a little more about that, I can let you know. Or maybe you don't. I don't know.
I'd love to know more.
Okay. Well, OPEB is other post-employment benefits that we have to have an actuarial study done. So actuaries have to do it. So we have to pay them to do that. And then we have to file our debt with EMMA, which is Electronic Municipal Market Access. We have a financial advisor that does that. And just dues and fees and just operating expenses, envelopes, checks, blank W-2s, envelopes for that, 1099 forms. That's basically what our office supplies, obviously, you know, ink for the calculators and papers and pencils and all that kind of stuff, what we buy for office supplies, and then just dues and fees with GFOA.
And you do the 1099s and the W-2s for the school as well?
Correct. All of them. We don't pay for theirs, though. They have to pay. We split the cost with them.
Oh, so you do the labor they supply you with the
Correct.
W-2s and the tech. Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Yep.
As an aside, speaking of W-2s, when are those expected for 2025?
They were mailed.
Okay.
I got it. Is the under the salary line, is that 3% across all three positions?
No. Just the two that are a union contract, the administrative assistants, 2.75 on the finance director, because that's what the supervisor's contract, which we follow for the finance director.
So, Dave, did you ask that for a reason?
Yeah, I hadn't gotten mine. That's why I'd asked, but I guess
haven't
right
gotten yours
yeah.
yet?
I'll take another look when I get home, but I don't think I got mine yet.
I don't recall
they were all mailed out by the 31st. Mine was mailed out a couple years back. It took 2 weeks to get to me. Yeah, sorry.
It was brought up, so I just...
Just let me know.
I meant to ask it, so...
No, David, send me an email, and I can... If you don't get it within the next couple of days, send me an email, and I can shoot you one... An emailed one.
Oh, good.
All right. So,
thank you.
The post office is crazy. But so, if you don't get it in the next couple of days, I'll send you an emailed one.
All right. Sounds good.
All
thanks,
right.
Jill.
You're welcome.
Is there any other questions?
Nothing
that reads. All in favor of moving on? Good night, girls.
Yes.
Yes. Five. Yes. And
oh, I think that's the first time we've taken a poll on whether to move on. Might as well start now, I guess.
Jim, do you want me to hang around for?
Yeah, if you can hang around, because
okay.
We've got
yep.
several, you know, the administration yep. budget and several
okay.
others to go through.
Well,
so if you can hang around, I appreciate it.
I can.
All right. The administration. Wasn't there? The payroll list is right there. Is there any other questions? There should be. How are we dropping 25,000 from our?
I think the answer is on the second page, Rodney.
Okay. Third page. Second page.
Oh, unless you're talking about the 25K, I'm talking about the 24,288. But I think the 25K that you're referring to is the software that we were just talking about.
Okay.
24,288 is the payroll noted on the second page.
Which I understand we're in a position of cart before a horse here.
That's correct. That's correct. Because the 2026 FY includes the raise, whereas the 27 FY 2027 now doesn't.
Right, because we had it.
Thank you.
Oh, there's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm not good. I'm really disgusted with this computer, but at least I can hear you.
Oh.
We can hear you also, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, Jim. Thank you. I can't see you, but as a, I know you look like.
So for the record, Bob DiPietro is joining us at 6:31 p.m.
Bad. Thank you.
So do you have any questions for the finance? Because we still have Jill here, or we're on to the administration.
Yeah, I want to ask you, I see a lot of entries for something civil. Referee, basketball refereeing. I'm curious when we can pull a report that shows what the total amount of referee prices cost us for basketball for the youth league. Is that
absolutely
something?
Absolutely, we can pull that.
Okay, I would love to know.
All right. Is there anything else, Bob? We're on the budget part of the show here. We've already gone through the payables, but do you have anything else on the payables?
I did, but I'm so pissed off at this so now I can't even remember. No, let it go.
Bob, feel free to reach out to me with any questions you have. Just send me an email.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or give me a call either way.
So we're
all right.
We're now on the administration, but he doesn't have this, does he?
He has it.
He has it in his email.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
But your administration budget.
His computer's not working.
Number one. Oh, it's not?
That was why he's on the
phone. Oh, he's on his phone.
Yes.
Oh. All right. Does anybody have any questions on the administration budget?
Yeah, so Jim, you're going to speak to, I think, the change in first selectman salary because there
are the horse
number this year, or I guess last. No, this could
be. We felt like we had some sense of where that was going last year, so we put the money in the budget last year, and clearly that never materialized. So I had reached out to Gwen Marion, our deputy first selectman, a while back, since she was chairing that committee, and said, you know, do you think it's possible that we can get that process wrapped up so that we can include an accurate number in this year's payroll? And she thought yes, and we are well on our way to getting that done, or the committee is.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that number still may change before this gets
so we will probably be adding a little bit of money back into this budget.
Sure.
But I would rather have an accurate number in there than, you know, what we thought it might end up
right.
being. And
be what it is now, and then we can change it later.
Correct. We have until the point that we present this budget, you know. Well, so once we have everything in line, you know, Jill will be working on putting a master spreadsheet together so that we have a big picture view of where we're at with our budget. And we may have to make some changes, but you know, we can make changes up until the time that we present this to the finance committee.
My understanding was that we were going to discuss that whole budget at the next full board of selection meeting, which was the beginning of March, correct?
Yes, I think that's correct.
And then, so just one other follow-up question on that, just so I have clarity too. So this value change down of 24,288 takes the money that was encumbered last year for a theoretical increase and brings us back down to 17. So if then we are to bring it back up to 36 or whatever, it would be an increase of, you know, whatever that delta would be.
Yeah.
So that, right.
Yep.
So this theoretical negative number
will likely change.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
keeping in mind that we did carry more this year on this year's budget that we're in, not this one.
Right.
Enough to pay. So when that decision's made, it could be retroactive. So is it retroactive or not?
Right. And that'd be all part of the discussion.
Yep. Right.
On the line of payroll too. Actually, I'll hold that question for now. Never
Okay. You guys have any questions over to the left? On the technical services, you're thinking you're going to save that
Yeah. I was looking at the other technical services being down 10K. That's because software costs up.
That's the software.
Oh, that's the software. I thought the 25K would have been the software since Kara has increased by like 30K.
No, well, let me see.
No, Jim and Kara, Jim didn't even know that Kara put it in her budget.
So
So,
we still have.
Oh, so we're
correct.
double counting it right
Correct.
now.
So you're
Yes,
looking at the
correct.
account number 53100, right? So
Yep.
that is $25,000. We carried money in this year's budget because we thought we were going to be able to strike a deal between the Board of Education, the town, and a payroll services company. So we had budgeted for payroll services, which is not going to move forward because the Board of Education found that although they were excited about some pieces of it, that they were not going to be able to perform what was necessary
Okay.
for their teachers' retirement benefits and other retirement programs that they carry. So we backed that out of the budget. That's what that 25,000 for is for.
So they're going to be using a different software then?
They use
Or they're going to be utilizing the software differently?
we are hoping that we can find a way to integrate, electronic timekeeping into our current system, which will be beneficial both for the Board of Education and for the town. That's one of the projects that we're working on now.
So the problem with the payroll thing and why the school is involved is the town and school are we have one EIN number. So they won't take one without the other. And it gets a lot more expensive with only 50 employees compared to 200. So that's the gist.
Thank you. That's helpful information.
Next question. Anybody? So the 10,000, back to that. On line,
That's just a lower software cost.
52,520.
So right. So if you look at, the adopted expenditures and the unaudited actuals, and then we also collected data to be able to come up with that number, and we found that we were able to reduce that, and so we did that. I tried to be very conservative in this budget and tried to make reductions wherever I could based on historical data and current collected data. That is the goal I put forward to all of our department heads, so I have to follow that as well. One of the things that gives me a little bit of pause, I will just share with you, is, I want to be conservative. I want to make this budget as close to actual expenses as we can. But this budget has also historically been the pressure relief valve for the rest of the town budget. So making this tight, if we have a problem somewhere else, we're going to be scraping and scrambling to find ways to backfill other budgets.
Keeping in mind that some of the money that's on the income side doesn't come in, the heat to make up for it comes from this budget. None of it will come from the Board of Ed. It's not equally split. So if you were to lose 100 grand somewhere, we would have to eat the whole thing. The Board of Ed would not consume any of it. So to keep this too tight, it could be looking for trouble.
I'm comfortable with what we've built here. I honestly am.
Did I say that correct, Joe? Oh, it's not there. Is there any other questions?
Sorry, I
Think
couldn't
you're
unmute
very
myself. Go ahead, Bob.
I think he was very, very conservative, maybe too much so.
I didn't want to be the one to say that, but that's okay.
I think you kind of said that
Too conservative or too aggressive? Too tight or too lean? Too
Too lean. Too lean.
lean, so I'd be too aggressive.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question, Jim,
Yes,
or
Kim.
Rodney and Jim, with
Yeah.
these new projects that you're getting grants or have gotten grants for, how much more engineering costs do you think we're going to incur?
And
Because
so, yeah, so, you know, we talked about this last year, Jill, in the budget. And, you know, really, I think, you know, with the amount of money that we have in the budget, we're kind of maxing out what they can perform. So, and we had bumped that up a little bit, I think not last year, but the year before, because we anticipated more. But we're also bringing a lot of these projects to a point where a lot of the engineering is about done. And I thought about that carefully when I built this budget. So I'm comfortable with that number.
that includes bridge.
Does not include the bridge. That number is in the capital budget.
Capital.
But now, what about the other new project that for the water and all of that? I mean, I just can't see more engineering charges not hitting that. And I'm not trying to talk you into putting more money in there, but I worry about that and the engineering charges.
But you know, how can I justify adding more when, if you look at, you know, even last year we had roughly $40,000 left.
On the professional technical
Right.
services? Yeah.
We didn't expense it. I mean, that's a fair bit to have left.
Yeah,
But
looking at the
I
delta.
looked. Go ahead.
I was just
Sorry.
gonna say, looking at the delta between the adopted and unaudited actual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know we're spending more than that this year.
Yeah.
You know, we're probably on track to probably pretty well expense that budget this year.
170.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying,
Yeah.
because I'm looking at what we've spent so far in that budget. And we're going to spend a lot more, I think, than last year.
Good
Yeah.
job, Jim.
And again, I don't want to talk you into anything. I just see
No.
it. I see
Yep.
what we spend. So.
Yep.
I see what you're doing.
Well, I think it's hard to look at right now because it's got too big of a negative once the, well, I guess the only thing that's going to change might be the payroll thing.
And maybe listen, maybe the right thing to do here is, you know, not to make any changes here. But when we see the big picture and Jill is able to put that master spreadsheet for us together, you know, maybe that's when we look at, you know, if we have to make some adjustments, maybe we make some cuts somewhere, maybe we make some additions somewhere, and maybe that's the time to do it, you know. But I think having the conversation and thinking about it at this point has value.
I mean, I almost mentioned something about the engineering costs in the last AP, because out of that 96K, 20 of it was engineering
Yeah,
costs.
I watched you highlight it.
And so I was thinking too that it would, to what Jill said, it would be interesting to see what our last 2 years of engineering costs was like, and then kind of had a conversation of, you know, back and neck and math, where projects are, where we think we're going to cost, and then how does that really
Yeah,
trend?
we've had a huge push for them this year. I mean, a huge push, and we have stressed them to the max with what they're able to perform.
And then does it, right? And if we do have significantly more too, if we're spending, you know, not 20K a month, but 15K, does it start becoming to a point where, if this is a sustainable need, is there an argument to be had for an in-house?
We've started having those discussions, and you know, part of the conversation that John Butramovich and I had, you know, we told you that we would come back to you, and we're working on drafting a memo about the changes that we think the board should consider for when he retires in February of next year. You know, one of the things that we are going to suggest in that memo is that maybe we up the ante with salary just a little bit, you know, maybe from 116 to 120, and we look for somebody that has, you know, civil engineering background. So at least they can take on small projects, even, you know, especially projects that don't necessarily need, you know, a complete set of plans drawn, things that, you know, can be done in the field, you know, value engineered that way, undertake some of the inspections that our town engineer does for us now. You know, we think that, you know, bumping that up $4,000 or $5,000 to get somebody with that kind of background and training might be money well spent that we actually, you know, get back, you know, exponentially.
I think if you hire strictly a just an engineer, so the way Joe does it now, he's got a whole staff. So if he doesn't know, he's got a staff that can put other ideas into it. So if you just have an in-house guy, you're going to get whatever he thinks. And there's not a lot of, I mean, you could get a great guy who's going to give you everything you think you want.
No, it does sound like it would be a unique
Yeah.
position or a unique candidate that we'd be looking
Yeah,
for.
it would be a lower cost to potentially have it in-house, but yeah, you wouldn't get all the
Lesser
ideas.
quality, you know,
Right,
so.
right.
Well,
That's my
you
thing.
also don't
Yeah.
have the, you also, we also
Less
don't have,
creativity.
we also don't have the equipment to produce drawings. You
Yeah.
know, we don't have a space for that.
Yeah.
Those are
Yeah.
all, those are all
We
challenges.
got to build a town hall for him.
Well, maybe we could do some sharing with Andrew Columbia,
They're all
Marvel,
doing
Pyra P.
the, yeah. They're all doing the same thing we are, Bob, which is outsourcing it. You have
Great.
to be a significantly larger town, you know, to be able to afford those services
Like a management firm.
in-house. Even Coventry has a town engineer, but
Really?
you know, they're big enough that they're able to have it.
Hmm.
It's a dual role.
Sure.
He also acts as our public works director.
Okay.
Okay.
Jim, is your gut that we had a above average amount of projects last year, average or below average?
We have been pushing to bring a lot of these projects to a close, right? So we're at the point where we're ready to go out to bid for the community septic system and the Herrick Park fields. You know, not that we don't have other projects in the works. You know, we've also had a push to get the project for the town green designed. You know, that's a real push, right? And we're also right now it's been a little bit on hold because we've got these other projects we've been pushing for, but we've got to come back and revisit the Heritage Farm Trail so we can get that project out to bid. So we've had a lot this year.
That's what I thought.
Any intersection on Vernon Quarry.
Right. There's also that's happening.
Well, that's going to roll into this year, right? So those
Well,
expenses, that's going to be ongoing.
our goal is to get the engineering done so we can do the project, you know, come good weather.
Yep. Well.
And I listen, I applaud, you know, Jill's, you know, looking at this and Bryce also noting it. You know, he looked at it in the reports, the town reports that we gave him at the last meeting. And it's important, but I think we're on track and we're okay.
Is there any other concerns? I guess, not even questions.
So
Bob, you're okay? DePietro? People? Thank
so
you.
we've got a couple of others that we need to do. We have the insurance budget, which I believe is number
13.
13. Yep. So we are currently.
Down 100%, huh?
Oh,
Seems as long.
yeah,
Yeah, that's not right.
it.
There was Kathy told me to minus out the Cincinnati
Yeah, they
amount,
took.
but there was nothing in there for me to minus it out. We pay
It
about
minus the.
110,000 for the Cincinnati, so
But it
I
minus,
wasn't
but
sure what you
it ended up
were.
minusing the whole 144,363.
Yeah, how different are the expenses supposed to be from 25, 26?
Was it supposed to be a 3% increase, Jim?
Yeah, 3%.
That
Three
minus
percent up.
$10,000. We've got to correct this sheet because this sheet's not right.
Hey Jim, can you take an action to correct the sheet?
I will correct it in the whole system, but
So one of the what Jill's talking about, the Cincinnati insurance, and I don't know, and I think it was done this way because Bolton Lakes Water Pollution Control Authority had no money when they first started. Bolton Lakes Water Pollution Control Authority insurance was being paid out of this line item. So they are no longer broke. So Jill and I discussed that the town of Bolton is no longer paying for the property and liability insurance for Bolton Lakes Water Pollution Control Authority, which is around $10,000 a year. So that was being backed out of this. So.
So understanding like the deductible and the cyber liability, we budget those, may not use them. Good thing we don't use them. Good thing we have them budgeted.
No,
Looking at the
cyber we
prop.
do use.
Right, cyber insurance we
Cyber
do
we do
use, but
use.
we do
Okay.
pay for cyber insurance, but the hope is that we don't need to
Never
enact
need
it.
to, yeah. The property and liability I'm
So then
looking
there was
at.
no expenditures in 24, 25?
There was. It was around.
No, because we paid in 24 a
We paid
year
in
and a
24
half.
for a year and a half
Yeah.
because we wanted to get
That's
on
right.
the fiscal
Okay.
year. We wanted to get on the fiscal year cycle.
Okay.
But that happened after we created the budget.
So then what's the delta between like property and liability between adopted and actual for 24, 25, and how are we tracking for 25, 26? Are we going to use that whole budget, or is there some reason that we have a buffer?
So again, part of that, this is not a, is not an easy way to answer that
Not a
question.
science.
So we know that the policy as a whole is going up. I had reached out because our total policy cost is more than this amount, but part of it gets covered by the Board of Education or the school buildings. And I asked our account representative, Chris Wardrop, if he could get us that information so that we could accurately put a number in here to say what part of this belongs. And he is not able to do that at this time. I had a conversation with him, and he said it is very complicated, and he, as our, consultant, is not able to do that. KERMA does that when they generate the bills. They actually separate it out. You have more to add to that, Jill?
Nope. I would say probably 138,000 for that property and liability is a good number because you take the 144 times 3% minus out the 10,000 that will be paid by Bolton Lakes, gives you the 138.
So it's almost flat. Close.
Well, it's a slight decrease.
So to that note, then, would it be possible to create an internal projection if they are billed separately and we could
We
just
are
look at
billed
the
separately. We are billed
right
separately.
and at what quarter? Because then we could just do a simple projection of, or with what frequency are they billed?
That's not the only insurance, though. That's the problem, is that we pay two or three different insurance companies. And so KERMA and the property and liability isn't the only thing. We pay something separate
So
for.
we also,
Go ahead.
right, we're also insured through Smith Brothers with the insurance company called McNeil for the fire department. So they have, and we met with Kerma recently and with Chris Wardrop, our consultant, and I've asked Chris to get together with Peter Sarkel, who is our insurance agent for the McNeil insurance, make sure that we're not being double covered. For instance, if we don't need to pay for insurance for the fire department itself under both insurance policies, or if there's a good reason that we need to, then we will. But I've asked Chris to get together with Peter Starkel and make sure that our coverage is appropriate and we're not overlapping. And I asked the question, is there a reason that we use two different insurance companies? I'm guessing you were going to ask that question
I'm going
next.
to ask many questions, but I'm keep going.
So the reality is that we get more robust insurance for the fire department through that company that really specializes insurance, insuring fire departments and fire apparatus. So the coverage is much more robust.
Yeah, and I guess to take a step back to that too, that I think would it be possible then to break these out as they are separate charges to look at them and create a projection for what each of those would be, and then to kind of say, this is what we're paying for this line item. We incorporate a 3%
So
value.
sure, we can put notes on this to show you what it makes up that line item.
And I don't know if it's worth it. I'm just kind of curious off this conversation too. But then at the same time, to the note of the conversation that you've requested with our insurance reps, is it possible that there's a resolution before this budget needs to be adopted or some clarity?
So as far as whether or not we're double insuring for
You're double
something,
insuring if we are able to save the town some money.
yes, we'll have that information before then.
Thank you.
Where's the workers' comp insurance? That's not in there, right?
It's not in
Workers,
that line.
it's not
It's
in
in
this one.
employee benefits. It's in the
Okay.
personnel. And that one's easy because it's by itself, so.
No, do police protection next, which is 19.
We're expecting an increase, or are we just budgeting for an increase?
Well, we are expecting an increase. And that, you know, that so there so there that in, that increase also includes it was so the amount of money in there also includes some money for overtime. And we've included the data to show how many calls, you know, that's the second page behind that shows what the call volume has been historically.
I was gonna say I was trying to find on the state police website, like to look at this historically too, to see, you know, are these calls, but are these calls just, are all they all dispatched to? Or do we have, you know, 182 calls that are being dispatched and the trooper is going to a house for?
Well, it could be a house, it could be a car accident, it, you know,
But they're going for all of them and they're not
so
just a
and
call.
this is just our resident troopers. This doesn't include, you know, calls for service that are covered by other troopers from Troop K. This is just our resident troopers.
We
Yeah.
pay 85% of their salary and benefits, regardless of whether they're working in Bolton or not.
The state covers the other 15.
The state covers the other
Correct.
portion.
Correct. So it goes up every year because their benefits and their salaries go up. They have threatened to do 100% to us,
Yeah.
the
Well, that was
town.
going to be one
Yeah.
of the questions I had too. But if you look at what the crime, like, of their actual report to, it's significantly less than the calls that are on the sheet. That data is publicly available. It's a year behind. But if you can pull up like the crime data and there's, you know, two armed robberies in Bolton or whatever, like, you know, it's, and you can, and all the other categories of lesser crimes as well. And you're able to say, like, oh, there is, if we were to look at that and assign, you know, a value base for those genuine instances where these calls are, where it's kind of hard to tell, you know, the nature of call or if this call is just truly to dispatch and it's like, you know, it's quickly followed by a disregard, if that makes sense.
I think they're I listen to a lot of the calls actually, you know, because I want to know what's happening in our town. And so I actually, you know, when I'm bored and have absolutely nothing to do at night, I listen to the calls or during snowstorms, right? That's my life, right? It's pretty interesting what our state troopers do. You know, there's an amazing amount of domestic calls. There's an amazing amount of calls for people who just, you know, are out of control for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
And there are some nuisance calls, right? I mean, there's certainly a measure of that, but every one of these calls, you know, takes time. And if we didn't have a resident trooper, you would be waiting for another trooper to show which would probably be a minimum of 20 minutes, depending on where they were coming
If
from.
they're actually coming from Droop K, definitely that's 20 minutes.
And some of those call, without going into specific, some of those calls, you know, turn into things that are much more concerning than what you would think. Like, you know, a call for service, you know, turned into a very, very serious call a while back. And we all know about it because it made the news, but that was just simply a call for assistance. And so you never know.
Jim, how does overtime work with the state trooper?
So if they're working overtime for the state, we're not charged for that. But if we want them to cover a road race or the Memorial Day parade or work an event for the town or do, a toy drive or drug take back, and those are on their off hours, we pay the overtime for that.
What are the on hours and off hours?
So we have one person that works first shift, which is 7 to 3, and one person that works second shift, which is 3 to 11.
Thank you. But they have rotating days, don't they?
Right.
Kind of.
So I mean, each one only works 5 days a week, so you
5 days
don't
per
have,
week.
you don't have 24/7 coverage.
Right. Not
And the
important.
overtime doesn't have to do with the day of the week. It has to do with if it's a sixth day.
Right, they work on a rotating schedule.
Okay.
You know, and
So
I
a
don't,
Sunday doesn't necessarily mean overtime. It could be
it
regular.
doesn't necessarily mean overtime. That's correct.
So sometimes because they're just short staffed, anyways, sometimes they end up work when they do work overtime, they're just on patrol doing overtime, but
Yeah,
a lot of times they end up
one
here.
we really
Overtime
benefit.
here.
Not overtime. It's overtime. The state is paying overtime. So as Connecticut taxpayers, we're paying overtime. But as Tom Bolton,
You
they're
get
just
a lot of free coverage in Bolton because
they're just here.
one of your resident troopers is a senior trooper, and he often works overtime that's paid for by the state on North Patrol. And when he's working overtime paid for by the state on North Patrol, unless he gets called somewhere, he stays in Bolton. So we get a lot of, kind of coverage that the state is paying for.
Do we still have a resident trooper that lives here in town?
No.
They're only referred to as resident
No, I
here.
know, but when I was in school, we actually had one that lived here in town.
That's right.
So,
Yeah, since he retired, we have not had another.
well, there was even one before that too.
There was one before that, yes.
Then it was constables before
And
that.
then it was
That
one
wasn't
of
that far ago.
Did these guys get a raise? That the type of
Yes,
municipal
we
command.
got
So,
we got a letter that they're getting a 3% increase.
well, just one more question on this. So
Yes.
I'm thinking about other towns I drive through way to work, one of them being Salem that also has a resident state trooper. Do you know how we compare to costs for other towns in terms of state troopers?
I don't, but so we don't have a lot of control over who we get per resident state trooper.
Sure.
That process is controlled by the state police. They have to bid for these jobs, and then they have to interview with the state police for these jobs. And it's going to depend on the rank of the officers that or troopers, sorry, that you end up with. That's going to determine your cost as a town.
Okay.
This is kind of a select group. We went to a meeting on that a little while back, and it's not everywhere.
No,
It's
it makes sense. It was just curiosity
and
if it was comparable, because it's the obvious question for someone, a resident of town, to be asking.
it's kind of like rent an expensive cop or
So a question I do have too. So Jill had mentioned that there was a consideration of this going up 100%.
That has been talked about by the state in the past, but there's been too much political pushback, so it hasn't happened.
So without having the historical data at hand too, is this 10% increase typical? Did it go
No.
up 10%? Okay.
That's the first year I think I've seen this budget go up.
Yeah, it was pretty flat.
Depends on the overtime too. In the past, we've paid for overtime for the school's graduation and
Right.
different things. We've had situations where we've paid for overtime that cost us $20,000 because of situations that we've had.
Yep.
But it depends on the overtime that they're allowed to do too. But just a side note, we get a minimal amount of revenue from those tickets that they write during their overtime. Minimal. I mean,
Okay.
we get like $1,000 a year. I mean, very
Yeah, I
minimal,
was gonna say,
but it's
I
something.
think the last one was like $163
Around here.
I was gonna say, yeah, I won't ask for more tickets though. So is this something then with the information that you guys have too, is this something that we should be cognizant of budgeting in future years as well?
The increase?
Yes.
Well, their benefits and their salaries increase every year like everyone else's, so
So,
yeah.
but is it right? If it's a
Not
3% or a 10%, that
yet.
starts to add up pretty quickly
Yeah.
too.
Well, we and the worst part about this is we don't get the information till we're
So
way
we're done.
further into the budget's process.
We're usually done before we
And
get the
we
information,
don't
actual.
get the bill for them until after June 30th, if not later. We've even gotten it in August for that past fiscal year. So it really puts us at a disadvantage. This is
Yes.
partial guess. This is partial guess.
But to get a 10% increase for a few consecutive years could be that would be an issue.
That would be
Yeah.
an issue.
Yeah.
And we
If that's
changed
scary. Yeah,
resident
that's
state
yes.
troopers last year too. So it depends on
Yeah.
who we get. So we had.
Children said they get a raise every year. Is that
They
well,
typically get a
some
raise
they
every
do.
year. Sometimes they don't get their raises for 2 or 3 years in a row because
Got to
it
get the
takes them that
budget.
long to negotiate a contract.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you get a big jump.
Yeah, maybe we can buy some RoboCops. Any other questions?
Have you seen the movie Minority Report, and are you familiar with actual RoboCops?
With the Starfield map.
Animal
Animal
Control
Control.
21.
I think that's the name of the movie too.
So the Animal Control.
Mind.
Animal House. So the 3000 is coming out of the dog.
So we collect money every year for dog licenses, right? And that money goes into a dog fund. And then whatever money that we don't expense out of the dog fund for the dog tags or the dog registrations that we take in that year gets sent to the state. So Jill and I had a conversation about this. We looked at this very carefully. And I said, well, geez, can we take money for this contract out of the dog fund? And she said, I think so, but let me look into that. So, she sent me the information for the dog fund, and it has about $31,000 in it right now. But pretty much all of the money that we take in for dog licensing, aside from the little bit that the state lets us keep, has been going to the state. So she checked with Stephen, and he said, Stephen, the auditor, who said it was okay for us to be expensing some of that out of there. I don't want to take the whole $10,000 out of it because if we do that, then in a couple of years we'll deplete that dog fund. And that dog fund also pays for,
Animal.
if our animal control officer picks up a cat or a dog that needs veterinary care, they go to Bolton Vet and they get that vet care, and that comes out of the dog fund. So we don't want to deplete that, but it does make sense to use the money ourselves instead of sending it to the state.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's why there's a reduction in this budget.
Thank you.
Any other questions on animal control?
I would just say thank you for thinking of that and being
Yes.
creative.
We try.
I wish you could do that out of a bigger line item.
I agree. Which one? Did you have one in
Sure.
mind?
Sure. I don't know, but it being 30,000 or 300,000 versus 3,000 would be
Yes, it would be nice, wouldn't it? Emergency management is a flat budget.
so what is this?
So emergency management pays for emergency management directors' portion of their salary.
So is that like
So
natural
you
disasters or is that like dispatch for?
have a person on staff, which is Kathy McCavanaugh, that is acting as your
Thank
emergency
you.
management
Okay.
director, and part of her salary comes out of this payroll account.
Gotcha.
Okay, and if Kathy would prefer not to be taking the emergency management role on anymore. She's just too busy. We are actively looking for somebody else with an appropriate background to take on this role. And this would, you know, be the stipend for that individual to take on the emergency management role.
So this payroll portion is in addition to our other payroll.
It's part of it.
Is it? So it's all, this is listed twice?
It is not.
No.
Okay.
But her, I'm guessing what he means is her published salary includes that salary wherever it else it's stored plus
it's
this.
Just a split funded.
So
correct. That's correct.
Like when you look it up, it, yeah.
That's correct.
Right.
Got it.
And the other supplies, you know, that $5,000 actually used to be $10,000, and when we've needed places to cut the budget, we whittled it down over the years. So that money is there for when we have an emergency, that we have some immediate funds that we have access to spend toward that emergency. So what do we use money for it out of, you know, if we need supplies for emergency management? You know, a couple of years ago, maybe it was last year, but I think it was 2 years ago, we bought some sandwich board signs because we need that kind of signage when we have an emergency. You know, once a year we're required to have a statewide drill. That statewide drill is typically almost an all-day project. We have people from highway, buildings and grounds, fire department, school, and we typically, you know, buy some food to feed them during that all day drill. So those are the kinds of expenses that come out of it. So a lot of years this money goes unspent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get grants, don't we, for this?
We get grants. So, you know, we did some upgrades this last year with some grant monies, yep, that we were awarded, yes.
Question I had was, is Kathy is going to stay in the role until it is filled?
Yes.
Thank you, Kathy.
There's a lot of training involved in it, too.
Yeah, are there certifications associated with it?
So there are, it's either 8 or 10 classes now that you have to take. And so we get most of this money back in an emergency management performance grant. Not the $5,000, but the salary portion. But in order to be able to be eligible for that money, whoever's in that role has to take all of these classes and meet those certifications. And Kathy has done that. When I was emergency management director, it was only 7 classes, and I had done those 7 classes.
That's good. Thank you.
Public Building Commission.
So we haven't had this budget for quite a few years, but we have a need. You know, we looked at some historical data to come up with this. Basically, we're looking at a board clerk potentially advertising for bids and maybe some minor office expenditures. So
this is for the roof?
This would be for the school roof project, yes.
Makes sense.
Garbage. Bob, did you have any questions going along here?
Oh.
No. Can you see me? No.
No.
Well, we can't see you, but we can hear you still.
You look like a circle with a phone in it. Refuse.
So it's going up a little bit. You know, we looked at, you know, we sat with John and we talked about it with Jill. We looked at all of our data. We reached out to the refuse companies regarding what their projected increase is. And our projected increase gets set, I believe, in March based on CPI.
Consumer Price Index.
Yes. Thank you, Bruce. I was having a hard time remembering. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks for the backup. Yes, it's based on the Consumer Price Index increase. And so we're pretty comfortable with this number based on the usage last year and the amount expensed. Still a lot of money.
It is. Yep, I was nervous.
Well, you know,
it was a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, I don't know if any of you were here the year that we got caught really, really short, but you know, we scrambled and had to add, was it, Jill, maybe $30,000 or $40,000 to this budget. So we had to
I think it was more
pull
like
from
75. No, I believe.
we had to pull from lots of places to
Yeah,
be able to make up a
exactly.
shortfall.
Only a couple of years ago. I remember that.
You remember that?
And so, Jim, in a meeting the other day, you had mentioned that our recycling grade, or whatever the term is subpar.
Yes. With cardboard in particular.
And so if that's something that's not addressed, we might see an increase.
We might, yes.
Did we have any discussions with potential personnel who might be able to do an educational?
I am still filling out grant applications. Not the one we talked about last week. I'm on to the one for the.
Do you still have a sustainability committee that can take that on?
No, we don't. I've asked the Conservation Commission in the past, and they've done a little bit.
Yeah.
I still think, you know, with the passion that the leader of the Conservation Commission has about certain things, you know. If we could tap into that passion, I think he still would be a great person.
Yeah, I think your time is better, because that's up to you. But
who is the head of the conservation?
Rod Parley.
Is that something that he should then ask for?
No, I mean, I certainly can talk to him again, and I do believe that the company that, you know, USA Trash USA, the company that we engage for trash services,
All American Waste.
So they have two companies, right? So All American Waste is the one that does your curbside pickup, but they have a separate company, which is USA Hauling, and they actually carry the trash from the transfer station over to Casella for disposal. So you've got three pieces, if you will, to that refuse budget. You've got the curbside pickup, you've got the hauling, and then you've got the tipping fees, but then you also have the hazardous waste and...
Hey, Jim, do they recycle anymore?
What's that?
Do they really recycle anymore? What's the status on that? The actual viability of recycling?
About 5%.
People aren't great at it.
I mean, like, actually, the actual...
Is Casella actually...
Oh, Casella, yes, they do. They've actually got, you know, sorting machines.
Yeah.
You know, so they, you know, easy one, they use a magnet to pick out the iron.
Yeah.
You know, but they also... They actually use gravity,
yeah,
and they fling material,
right?
And based on its density, it will settle in different places. But they also, if you've ever been down there, you'll see a lot of people hand sorting.
Yeah, that's cool.
So there's actually a lot to that.
I was just curious, because we all saw the news stories years ago with China not taking plastic anymore, and then if there was any.
So you know, so we get we get some money back for recyclables, but that's based on the commodities market. So you know, depending on how plastics are doing or how steel is doing, you know, that's going to depend on whether or not we actually get any money back.
Yeah.
But they do credit us for recycled materials.
Are the bulk waste fee, I know that's not going to be included in this budget, but does that allow any cost recovery for the part-time employees that you have listed?
It's probably not circular like that, but it probably more than covers the part-time wages that are in the budget for running the transfer station.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe I'm in the wrong spot.
What are you looking for?
Planning and zoning?
Tomorrow.
You better.
is there any other garbage questions? Refuge.
Solid.
I was going to say, that's. Have you heard me?
A related topic. We were discussing the other night about the kickback the town gets from all the NIPs. And then like the very next week, we saw a news article that was like the state was debating getting rid of that program.
Oh, that would be
it was
bad.
Like really poor timing to have
that
conversation.
Really bad. We really do use that to help clean our streets,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which is really part of the intent.
Yeah,
street sweeping.
That would be sad.
Wow, wouldn't be a surprise though.
Yeah, it's a good amount of money. We probably have $35,000 set aside. in a liability account that we supplement the sweeping of the streets. If
You
that
just
goes
wouldn't think that
away,
we could generate that much income in Bolton for Nick.
oh, you should see how much Hartford gets. Hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
It's incredible. Bridgeport,
This.
all those big cities get hundreds of thousands of dollars. They would hurt probably from it.
Jill, did
Yeah,
we?
there was pushback. I just remember seeing the article and.
Jill, did we miss any budgets that we have to go through tonight?
I think
Well,
those
we
are
have
good.
so the personnel budget, the personal services budget, I'm still working on. I'm really close to that. We also have to talk about the when the bonding is going to take place. Depending on when the bonding is going to take place, we're going to have to put a substantial amount of money in that for the all of the attorneys and financial advice, all of those that we have to pay in order to go out to bond, which is it's a substantial. I believe the last time we did it was close to $75,000.
Yeah,
Do
I
you use
think
a
that's
discount
right.
for
No.
Is there where would the fire truck
run this whole town?
Bonds go or the refinancing? Is that in? Did I see that yet?
No, not yet, because it depends on if
Thanks.
you're going to next year, if you're going to do it in 27, you're going to put that, but if that's still what you plan on putting the fire truck into it, so it'll all be incorporated into that one bond for the school and the truck. So,
But
yes,
that
we
has to
haven't seen
be.
that yet.
We carried it for this year, though, for
Correct.
26
Yes, I believe
somewhere.
we put $20,000 or $25,000 in, because that's about how much it costs for everybody that helps us out with the
Right.
loan.
Right, and we were going to pay some down on the loan, correct?
Yep,
30
correct.
30,000, if I remember.
35. So we're
35.
down to 595.
100,000, 595.
So depending on when we go for the bond for the roof, is
Correct.
if you miss the mark, we may have to carry it. Will we have to carry the fire truck again
Correct.
if we miss the mark on the bonding?
Miss the mark, is that in, which would be the timing?
What's the timing?
Correct.
So time.
It's a
So.
very long timing process. You have to do things in a certain order, and it takes quite a while if you're going out to bond for something that large.
So the refinancing on the truck is when, in August?
August, correct.
And so we're covered for this August, right? But the following August, if we don't have it in that bond, we'll have to refinance it again.
In 26, yes. 27 year, it's August 26, but 27 year, fiscal year 27. So
Right.
we would have to at least put another 25 in again, plus pay down on the principal.
Right, so we got to push to get that bond done before that date for no other reason. But the roof is going to fall in.
Right. Makes sense.
So when should we plan to have another meeting to go over those last couple of things, Jeff?
I should have the personnel, the benefits done tomorrow, and then it's just a decision on when you think you're going to go out to bid or out to bond for the school. And then it's the other 50,000 for if we're going to put into separation. Those are the only ones. Oh, plus we'll have we have the debt and the in the debt service. We have those budgets done. The capital budgets are done. And then the only thing we need to know for the debt one is the student count for Columbia so that we can reduce that number of, for the debt.
Okay,
And that should, I mean, if you want to meet,
I'll try to chase that down tomorrow.
okay, if
So,
you want to put this
sounds
together.
like, sorry, go ahead, Joe.
No, you go ahead, David.
I was going to say, there sounds like there's one budget left that we would need to discuss for here.
Yeah.
And since that hasn't been published yet, we wouldn't be able to do it Thursday. We would have to do it next Tuesday. Okay.
That's right.
Want to make sure I had my ducks in a row.
Correct.
So, budget workshop number six really becomes.
Nothing.
Well, seven becomes six and six becomes nothing.
But look at it that way.
I think those are the only ones that we're missing.
Don't need to
Oh, the
do a second
audit
round of
budget.
them.
Did you do the audit budget?
Yeah, we did it last
We
week.
did it
Oh,
last
okay.
week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We did add the contract end date, which is 27.
Okay. All right. Anything else? There's no adjourning here, so when the time is up,
Thank you, Jill.
we
You're
just thank you.
welcome.
Stop
Good
recording.
night.
Thank
Thank you,
you,
Jill.
Joe.
You're
Thank you, Bob.
welcome. Good night.
See you,
Good night,
Jeff.
Bob.
Good night. Bye.
I'm in
Bye.
support.
Take care.
All right. So we don't need to come Thursday.
You do not.
That's it.